Foxton Readers Level 2, The Pied Piper of Hamelin, by the Brothers Grimm. Retold by Kelly Townley. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. Have you heard about the story of the Pied Piper of Hamelin? Like many fairy tales, it is set in medieval Europe. And, like many fairy tales, it has an important lesson to teach us. But, unlike many fairy tales, it is a true story. Hamelin is a real town in Germany. It is in the northwest of the country, just southwest of the city of Hanover. You can visit it today. The story comes from a stained glass window in the church. It shows a man with a pipe, who is walking in front of a group of children. They are walking away from the town. The earliest history book of Hamelin, from 1384, says, "It is 100 years since our children left. Stained glass was expensive, so you would only make a window about an important event. To remember an event after 100 years means it was a very important event. No one is exactly sure what happened to Hamelin's children, but the tale of the Pied Piper of Hamelin has become very famous. Here is that story. Once upon a time, in 1284, there was a town called Hamelin. It was a very fine town, with lots of fine people living there. But, like many towns at that time, it had rats. Too many rats. Rats are trouble. They are brown animals, with sharp claws and big teeth. They have a long, furry body and a long, pink tail. They are smaller than rabbits, but bigger than mice. They destroy things easily. And they can carry diseases. Rats are so quick and clever that you rarely see them, but you can hear them. They come into your home and scrabble around. They eat all your food and chew the furniture. They squeak and they fight and they make beds in the walls." "Whatever shall we do?" said the people of Hamelin. "We need to get rid of these pests." So they went to the town hall to complain to the mayor. They were very angry. They demanded that the mayor do something about all the rats. "Those bad rats," said a man. "They fight the dogs and kill the cats and bite babies in their cots." "One ate my cheese," said a woman, "and licked the spoon of my soup." "That is nothing," said another man. "One made a nest in my best hat." The mayor was not a clever man. He was also lazy. How did such a man become mayor? No one knows. But he was the mayor, and so he had to do something about the rats. "Do not worry," he said to the people. "I will fix this rat problem. I will get rid of them for you." Then he went and hid in the town hall, because he did not know how to get rid of the rats. He hid there for a while. Then he heard a knock at the door. "Come in," said the mayor. A strange man walked in. He was very tall and thin. He had long, blonde hair. He had bright blue eyes that shone with cleverness, and he wore unusual clothes of many colours. And he carried a pipe. A pipe is a musical instrument. It is a long tube that you blow into. Your fingers cover different holes to make different sounds when the blown air comes out. It is similar to a recorder, but different to a flute, which you play sideways. The strange man bowed to the mayor. "I am the Pied Piper," he said. "I have come to help you with your rat problem."